Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Bill Schley back on the show. Bill is an award-winning marketer. He's an author. He's a speaker extraordinaire. He's the president of David ID, which is a firm that specializes in branding and getting your message out and cutting through the clutter. He's the author, the co-author of Why Johnny Can't Brand and the author of Microscript, The Microscript Rules. And he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Hey,
great.
Bill, you've been talking to us quite a bit about microscripts, about how to cut through the clutter, how to cut to the chase, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about things that are intuitive and get it done quickly. What is it somebody said? The best way to give a speech is to be clear, be brief, and be seated. And so it's the same thing with messaging, isn't it?
Mm. Well, yeah, it's you know, we're always looking for what is that one thing you can remember that'll make your messaging better. I think the most important part is that telling a story is what is the way that in all times is the way that people have communicated best. It's how people can penetrate the brains of others.
Right.
By telling stories.
People, humans love stories, don't they?
What's that?
Humans love stories.
Humans love stories. Humans are people. As the psychologists and linguists say, that story, it's not just entertainment. That story is like a psychic need, like air and water. That we literally need an intake of stories to be psychically healthy. It's just the way our brains work. And if you think about it, I mean, you look at how much story is consumed in any global day. You think about the number of movies watched, TV shows that are turned on, the pages turned, the little kids that are read to by their parents, the news stories. We spend taking in stories rivals all of our waking hours.
Well, if you think about it, if I said to you, Bill, let me give you my opinion about that. Well, you're going to go, what you're going to hear. But if I said, hey, you know, Bill, that reminds me of a story and I told you that, well, you're going to sit on the edge of your chair and listen.
Well, it's actually hypnotic.
Yeah.
When you say the little words, when you say, let me tell you a story, you're saying that someone, that other person, even if they don't want to listen, do you know their unconscious has to listen? It's irresistible. They're almost hypnotized.
Well, they're going to say they're thinking, well, you know, even if it's a lie, maybe it'll be entertaining.
Well, true. Because what happens is, now this is getting, this is a psychology show, right? But we get into the people have a story that's basically going around in their head all the time. And the story is, this is what I know. This is who I am. This is my history. This is, you know, they tell, there's a story going on about who you are. And when you tell someone another story, they have to almost match it. They have to say, well, does that fit with the one I have in my head? And they have to get it in sync, and it makes them listen. So when you tell them a story that's with a little bit of an unexpected twist, and we're actually getting to a point here about how to create great marketing, by the way. But when you have a little twist, a little tiny twist, it shakes up that reality, makes them think. It's almost like putting a key in the lock. So let me give you an example. My favorite product right now is called Snuggie. Have you seen that thing?
The Snuggie thing. You're talking about the thing with the it's like a blanket.
Say it. Well, what do you want to say?
I don't know. It's like a blanket. Now they got it with footies.
Well, here's what,
a flap in the back, I think. I'm not sure.
It's called the blanket with sleeves.
Yeah.
The blanket with sleeves.
Yeah.
Now, my daughter.
How many do you have, Bill?
I don't have any. Well, I have one, but I don't know where it is because my daughter took it. But for my birthday, she ran in so excited. She said, Daddy, you got to see this thing. It's called a Snuggie. It's the blanket with sleeves. Now, you realize that it's the blanket with sleeves. It's a little story bite.
Yeah.
It's saying it's a blanket. Okay. That I know what that is, but I don't a blanket with sleeves. That shape, that's an unexpected turn. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like I'd like it. I sound like I know what it is. It's a new way to think about a blanket. So it just turned my mind on. Even mm-hmm. a little specific metaphor like the blanket with sleeves.
So what you're saying is stories don't have to be long. Stories
no.
can be just one phrase, one sentence.
Story. Here's the way they
work. Bill, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. I want you to tell us how can we find you online? How do we find your book?
BillSchley.com.
S-C-H-L-E-Y. You know how to spell Bill. BillSchley.com.
Uh-huh.
He and I are going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.